Thank you, Chair. May I open by congratulating you on your appointment as President and assuring you of Ireland's full cooperation and support. Ireland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Chair, the interrelationship between disarmament, peace, security and sustainable development is clear and direct. Ireland welcomes the elaboration of this interrelationship in the 2030 agenda and the Secretary General's focus on it in his agenda for disarmament. The CCW is an important instrument of international humanitarian law. It is a dynamic convention capable of responding to the evolving means and methods of warfare used during armed conflicts. The CCW is also an important instrument for the protection of civilians, military, and peacekeeping personnel during times of conflict. We strongly urge all non-states parties to adhere to the convention and its protocols without delay. Greater diversity is key to improved decision-making, and we need to consider how we can achieve more equal participation between women and men in this forum. We remain gravely concerned at the humanitarian harm being caused during active hostilities in populated areas, and in particular by the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects. The use of these weapons within urban areas is having a devastating impact on civilians and civilian objects. We welcome the priority that the UN Secretary General and the President of the ICRC have attached to the issue. We also note the call by the UN Secretary General in his agenda for disarmament that states should support the development of measures designed to address the humanitarian impact of explosive weapons in populated areas. Ireland is committed to achieving a political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas. We welcome the significant increase in support we received for the joint statement on AWIPA at the First Committee, demonstrating the growing level of concern among states for action. Ireland will chair the first in a series of open consultations to initiate work towards a political declaration in Geneva on 18 November. Chair, we will deliver a more substantive intervention on the topic of laws, but for now, we would like to welcome the progress made during the 2019 meeting of the GGE, most notably on the reaffirmation that any future weapons must remain under human control. We must accelerate our efforts to address the challenges posed by laws, and we support the proposal for 30 days of GGE meetings across a two-year period. We continue to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and development consequences arising from the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines. MOTAPAM is an important issue on the agenda of the CCW for many years, and we continue to believe that expert discussions within the CCW will benefit all states. Ireland remains concerned at the reports of use of incendiary weapons in armed conflict, and we reiterate the need for all parties to conflicts to comply strictly with CCW Protocol 3. Let me conclude by expressing our gratitude for the valuable input of civil society, including academia. Ireland supports a broad and inclusive participation and partnership with civil society in our work. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Ireland. Distinguished